USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Electricity has now been restored to around 2 million homes and businesses across Texas after a huge snowstorm ravaged most of the state. Hundreds of thousands of outages still remain in many cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have already begun a process to make sure that events like this never again happen in Texas. And that starts with reforming the agency in charge of electric reliability in Texas, which is ERCOT.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
I was able to talk to the president on Tuesday afternoon and make sure he was aware that we would be making that request. And of course, I look forward to getting a response from him very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The series of winter storms this week have been disrupting vaccine shipments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're also working with our partners to move up scheduled deliveries whenever possible and to surge shipment operations through the end of the week into the weekend. We're in conversation about extended hours and additional appointments to try and reschedule shots given the storm.
Also, as a result of the pandemic, life expectancy in this country has dropped a full year. It's a decline not seen since the Second World War. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has lost just under 500,000 people due to the pandemic. Democrats in Congress have unveiled a sweeping immigration reform bill that closely aligns with President Biden's vision, offering a pathway to citizenship for some 11 million people. The legislation comes 1 week after Biden officially ended a national emergency declaration at the border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senator Ted Cruz is in trouble for leaving the country while his state is in crisis. With more, here's USA's Valerie Dior.
Outrage from many in Texas as Senator Ted Cruz is photographed in a United Airlines lounge as well as boarding a flight from Houston to sunny Cancun, Mexico, while the state he represents is in trouble. Cruz issued a statement that since his kids were out of school, he allowed them to join other friends in Cancun and that he only escorted them there, spent the night, and returned to Texas. No matter the reason, the optics aren't good. The death toll in Texas from the cold is near 30, with reports of many freezing to death inside their homes or from carbon monoxide poisoning of those desperate to stay warm in their cars. The numbers are sketchy, but there are millions without power or water that is safe to drink. For some, now on day 4. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A major shooting event had police scrambling in Philadelphia. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section. Commissioner Daniel Outlaw.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.